The completion of this station is truly a remarkable achievement, West, and I understand we owe it all to you. It will certainly make our journeys to Wamberah much easier in the future.
It gratifies me to hear you say so, for that was my main consideration when I first proposed it. George McKibben gave part of the land on which it was built, and £1,000 was raised by public subscription. Sadly, two workmen were killed during the construction.
I am grieved to hear that. Who are all these people? We are a long way from Wamberah.
They are people from Normandy. They come to see you, Mr. Gladstone.
Normandy?
Why, yes, Normandy. It lies a mile north of here, over the hill.
What a fascinating name. If it is so near, why wasn't the station named Normandy?
It was a consideration of the gift of land. The station should always be known as Wamberah, because the land was part of Wamberah Estate.
I understand. But tell me, why does the name of Normandy sound so familiar?
I expect you are remembering William Cobbett, the writer. He lived his latter years there.
Of course, that's how I've heard the name. Cobbett used to extol its virtues, I believe. Is it as pleasing as Wamberah?
I wouldn't like to say not, especially in this company.
Excuse me, Sir Algernon. The train will soon be here, and you must first cross the line.